Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy Gary Moore being back on the show. Gary is one of our financial experts. He is an old hand on Wall Street many years ago as an executive there, and back in the day when there was actually some investor capitalism back in those days. He's the author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101. He's our good friend Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back as always, Gary. Gary, you know, I work and live out here on Main Street, where if you buy something, it didn't reel till they deliver it, and the people don't get, you know, can't count on the money until I give it to them, or, you know, and all the way around the marketplace, the Main Street marketplace, where things are real, they're not some image or some idea or a concept or some derivative of something else. It's this real stuff, and that's what will save America, not what we've got on Wall Street right now, where things that people are buying and selling, many of them are not real things, and they're being bought and sold by things which are machines, not real people. And I've decided, and you know, I've talked about this for a long time, that Wall Street has become the tail that's wagging Main Street's dog, and I don't like it.
Well, I agree with you, Jim. That's part of the reason back in 87 when we had the first real crisis. We had the crash of 87. That was the years of Michael Milken and the SNLs and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I toyed with leaving Wall Street and going to seminary. And the church encouraged me instead to start focusing on how to have a moral economy. And I began to integrate traditional Judeo-Christian morality with the way we handle our finances. It's something similar to what Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard, has been doing recently. Mm-hmm. You know, I was with Jack not long ago, and I had my son with me who's joining my business. And Mrs. Bogle, actually, the wife of one of the world's great capitalists, actually said, "I'm not sure I would go to Wall Street if I were a young man today."
Right.
I mean, that's a tragedy, Jim. And what she was saying, I think, is that she wouldn't get involved in the world of the synthetics and derivatives and stuff that you're talking about, Jim. Did you know Mark Mobius, who was Sir John Templeton's emerging markets guru, told a group in Japan about 3 or 4 weeks ago there was another financial crisis coming because we have not in any way reined in commodities and futures and so on. He said the notional value, Jim, get this statistic, notional value underlying all of the futures contracts held by our investment banks and so what in the country are 10 times that of the world's gross domestic product. That's how much gambling is going on out there today. Those are the things, folks, that Warren Buffett calls weapons of mass
destruction. Which is another form of over leveraging. It's another form of debt. It's tantamount to the sovereigns, the sovereign nations having all these contingent liabilities.
Well, here's the irony, Jim, and this is my opinion. I haven't read this analysis anywhere, but my intuition tells me that what's going on, you know, before the Great Recession, our investment banks had talked the Fed and so on into letting them leverage up 33, 35 to 1, which meant that all it took was a 3% decline in the subprime mortgage bonds and so on to bankrupt these companies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've deleveraged that, and you hear some about that. And Jamie Dimon, for example, is saying it's a whole different world than it was in 08. What he hasn't told you, I think, to keep the profits up in this difficult environment, I think the investment banks have gotten even more leveraged. It just doesn't show up because they're using futures contracts, which are like 99 to 1.
Jim. Right.
And I, if anything, I think the volatility of the market today is somewhat reflecting that, plus the fact that we've got these high-frequency traders.
The
Economist
machines.
Magazine has an article this week, Jim, that they can now trade stocks in 1/4,000th of a second.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
incredible.
Scary. So, folks, you know, the thing that, and you heard me say this earlier this week, Main Street, small businesses on Main Street, we're going to have to be more ardent. We're going to have to be more vociferous. We're going to have to be more demanding of others to bring America back to what's real. Because the things that aren't real is what's gotten us into trouble. Promises that we can't keep. Commodities that aren't really there, that people say they own. We've got to have real things like we have here on Main Street. It's 20 till. Stay with us.
So I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.